suicide bomber right outside of Afghanistan's Kabul airport. All right, listen, we're going to switch gears right now. Let's talk politics for a bit. So Dick Brubaker is a friend of mine from the Montgomery area, served together in the Alabama State Senate. Prior to that, he was in the Alabama House of Representatives. He is a graduate of Vanderbilt University, successful businessman, and he is now apparently not retired at all because he's decided he's running for Congress in Congressional District 2. He's on the line right now. Dick Brubaker, how are you doing?
Man, I am doing great. You're right. I am not in retirement. Retirement didn't suit me at all. But I will tell you, when I said I'd serve two terms in the Senate and then get out, well, I got out after my two terms in 2018. I never thought I'd get back into politics.
Yeah.
But having grandchildren will lengthen your perspective. And I tell you, the ruling party right now,
yeah,
they're out to destroy the country. I mean, it's time for all good men to come together.
No, you say that so well, and I tell you what, Dick. When I first watched Biden doing what Biden's doing, my first thoughts were like, "Oh God, he's got a different version of policy. Oh, he's got a different way of doing things. Oh, I hate this." No, I think what we're looking at right now, you're right. I think that a lot of what we're seeing are intentional unravelings of the fabric of our society.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. You know, a school kid asked me not long ago, "Why did they name these military bases after all these Confederates anyway?" And I told him, I said, well, son, because back then they were trying to unite the country. And the people running it now are trying to tear it apart. That's the difference in the attitude of government.
Yeah.
And you were just talking about this, the loss of life that our military just sustained. You know, my son is a member of the 75th Ranger Regiment.
Right.
I have never seen, listening to him talk about, you know, three deployments in Afghanistan, and the last one when we just, in the most shameful way possible, abandoned our friends in Afghanistan and just bailed out, and thousands of civilians got killed. And he said, well, Dad, why did I go the first two times if this is the way we're going to end it?
Well, there were a lot of folks asking that same question. I found myself asking that same question. And I was of the mind, too, that 20 years is a long time.
Yeah.
It was time for the war to come to end at some point. But my gosh, I said earlier in the show, I'm not sure if you heard it, but there's as much about how you end a war as there is about how you start it that you have to take into account. And they didn't.
Well, not only given everything I hear from people who have recently retired, not only are veterans being treated very shabbily by the government and the VA once they get out of the military, we've got a president who's got us on a collision course with China, Russia, and Iran. You know, three potential very powerful belligerents. And while at the same time, he's making our military less and less capable every day he's in office.
Yeah,
I mean, we are heading for a disaster of, forgive me for saying it this way, but of biblical proportions if we don't turn around.
Well, and I agree with that. And that's one of the reasons why I'm concerned about your congressional district right now, because CD2 is technically new. And I'm reminding our listeners, redistricting redrew the lines such that for the first time in memory, we may wind up potentially with a 5-2, five Republicans and two Democrats. You right now are the one leading the polls on the Republican side trying to keep that from happening. How's the race going?
The race is going very well. The latest poll that I saw that I didn't run, this was run by an independent group who's interested in politics for their own reason. The numbers look great for me. I have, you know, opponents who spent a lot more money than I have, and I've actually increasing my lead over them. So I feel real good about it. But here's the thing. This second congressional district, it makes no sense to anybody. You know, you've got to give Biden credit for this. He is great at weaponizing the institutions of government against his political opponents.
Yeah.
I mean, this redistricting, it's just, you know, the Democrats didn't like who people in District 2 elected, so they're going to change the district and try to force us to elect someone that they approve more of. In other words, elect a Democrat. And when was the last time you heard the person who drew the district for the court just openly proclaim he did it on the basis of race. When you and I were in the legislature, that's the one thing they told us we could not do.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we had to go back to the drawing board a couple of times to make sure we didn't. Let me ask you this, Dick, about your campaign and kind of combining that with our military conversation a moment ago. I saw the other day that one of my personal heroes, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, endorsed you. How did that come about? And tell us about that.
Well, Mike Flynn has always been one of the guys that I admire. He certainly isn't afraid of sticking his head up when there's trouble around. And I had some of them were my son's friends, some of his connections, and just military people that I got to know well when I was in the legislature approached him, showed him my record, my public statements on the border and other things, and he was kind enough to endorse me. And I really appreciate that because Mike Flynn has the right attitude about what the military is for and the importance of national security and of deployable strength. And, you know, it's not that complicated. And when you hear Mike Flynn talk about what we need to do to turn this country around, you think it's simple. We just need to get off our rear ends and do it.
Well, we do. And listen, speaking of getting off our rear ends and doing it, I mean, if you go to Congress, brother, you're going to have your hands full because not only is the level of national security on the international stage a huge deal, but right now our southern border and the stand being taken by Texas especially is taking this to a whole new level. Talk to me about where you see your role in Congress with regards to our southern border.
Oh, all in, 100%. It's nothing more important than stopping this invasion that is going on right now. I mean, first of all, 400,000 people a month, that's not immigration. That is an onslaught, and it's unsustainable, and it's dangerous. When Trump started talking about the wall in 2015, about 750 Americans a year died of fentanyl overdoses. Now we've got 750 Americans dying every 4 days from fentanyl. All of it made in China and brought across this porous southern border. And our enemies, Russia, China, and Iran, aren't nearly as smart as I thought they were if they don't already have their people in place in this country if they need them. Because these 400,000 people that came across in the last month, a city the size of Pittsburgh, we have no idea who they are. And Texas, Abbott has drawn a line in the sand, and every governor, every congressman who cares at all about saving the country needs to back Texas to the hilt and insist that our own states and the federal government fulfill their oath and enforce the law and maintain the security of our country. And it's so surreal that you could have something like this going on. And the Supreme Court, with a Chief Justice appointed by a Republican, telling the state of Texas that they can't take steps to secure their own state border. It's just insanity. It's surreal.
Well, it is. It does feel like we're kind of like in some kind of a strange movie where you're at the Mad Hatter's Tea Party at times. But
it's dystopian, and it will destroy the country. Well, I mean, there's no way this is sustainable.
Let me ask you this, Dick. The platform that I mean, I know you well enough to know, and we got about 2 or 3 minutes here. But in
all right,
if you could tell us, like, you get elected, bam. What can you do, one man? What are you jumping on? What are you fighting for? What's your platform that you're running on right now?
Right now, national security is number one because of what's happening in the southern border and because of this ludicrous foreign policy we're pursuing right now. Number two is we've got to rein in federal spending everywhere we can, or this inflation in the food sector will never go away. And third, whether it's in Mobile Bay or anywhere else, we've got to regain our energy independence. Those are the three top things.
Worthy plans. So, do you see Congressman Dick Brubaker on any particular committee? Are you looking for an assignment somewhere that gives you a chance to deal with those directly?
Oh, I would love to be on energy, armed services, or agriculture, but you know, as a freshman congressman, a lot of it's going to depend on who's in the speaker's chair. That's how successful I am at getting on the kind of committees I need to be on.
Well, you got your hands full, brother, but it's a short, I mean, more often than most people have, it's what I would call a short primary season. So you got a little over what? You got 38 days? How long you got?
Yeah, March the 5th.
Yeah.
So we got a little over a month. And listen, whoever you are, whoever you're going to vote for, as long as you're a Republican, you got to go vote. All the chips are on the table in this election. Go vote.
Well, absolutely. All right, Dick Brubaker, we're going to stay in touch on it. But even though our listening area is somewhat out of your particular congressional district, I actually have a lot of listeners down there where you are. So,
I know you do. So, I'm one of them.
All right, we appreciate you, man. You are a right side ruffian.
Thanks,
and
you're
running for Congress. That's Dick Brubaker, former Alabama state senator. He and I served together in the state house for 8 years. And just listen. This is what it takes. He was actually in retirement, sold his business, had no reason to have to run, and decided he could not abide by what he was seeing, and decided, you know what? I think I'm going to go see what happens here because I got to get busy. Retired so he can go to work, I guess. All right, listen, we're taking a break right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. I'll keep talking about a little more politics, and I'll take some text messages that are piling up on me. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.